This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour on the Thursday DJV experience, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, you'll be happy to know, and so is Victoria Keelan. You'll be happy about that, and you'll be happy that, well, do I sound like, you'll be happy, or else.
It does sound a little like that. You'll eat your peas, or else.
Yes, or else, yes. Eat your oatmeal. Kara Schillen is running the control situation there in Washington. Item number one, the passing of Hugh Hefner at the age of 91. Don't know what else to say. I suppose there are a lot of things you can say. There's probably a joke or two that comes at the at his expense, and I'm sure he probably wouldn't mind one way or another. The creator of, the originator of, the facilitator of the Playboy experience, starting with Playboy magazine, the Playboy mansions, the Playboy Network, there were Playboy movies, lots of things that have happened around him and his lifestyle, which is probably what he will most be remembered for. The fact that at his ripe old age of 91, he was married to somebody who was 30 or whatever, however, all of that stuff. He'd been married about 8 times, I think, and or maybe not married, but has had a lifestyle that was the same as what he projected or what was projected by the Playboy, the Empire, all of those Playboy mansions in various cities, Chicago. I don't know if there was. I think there was one in New York, but it closed. Los Angeles. And all the people who he befriended, offering them places to stay. It was like a mansion on the hill. Come, give me your tired, your poor. The poor little people who can't get enough sex, we'll see if we can fix that for you.
Did you ever go to the mansion?
No, I never did. Never was inside.
Nope. I've only had one friend. Yeah, I've only had one friend who went to a party there once, and her comment was kind of like what I've heard a lot of other people say, that it was smaller than what they thought that it would be, and that it was kind of old and just very outdated.
Yeah.
It's not very impressive.
Sure, he probably doesn't redecorate. He probably likes it the way it is. Although, my friend Fred Dreyer goes still to this day a couple of times a week up there.
Does he?
Really? Yeah.
Does he even go for lunch?
For movie night. They have, like, movie nights and stuff like that, so he still goes.
Well, they invite lots of celebrities. Hugh
he
always
met Elizabeth Taylor there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
The women went. There are women who went, as well as men, for the experience, and it wasn't all about sex. It was the old joke when I was a kid. I think I was in high school when Playboy first came out. Maybe it was, what, 64? If you nose around a little bit, I'm not sure when the first Playboy came out, but I want to say 64 when I was in high school.
53 was the first
53?
Ever issue. Yep.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Back. Yeah. Well, the old joke was you got it, and you always were looking at Playboy, and somebody found you reading Playboy. Your father found it under your pillow. Oh, Dad, I'm reading it because there are very good articles and stimulating. There was stimulating writing. Playboy magazine contributed a lot.
There were some very famous writers back then
who
contributed to Playboy.
Yeah. Yeah, they were right on top of things. Oops, bad choice of words. Well, anyway.
Speaking of being on top of things, Hefner's going to get, he's going to be buried right next to Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
He apparently, in 1992, he bought the crypt that's right next to her for $75,000, which does not seem like a lot. But, yeah, he'll be, it's the Westwood Village Memorial Park.
Yeah, I can't figure where that is. Jennifer, where is that? I've actually wanted to go there, and I've never really, I haven't wanted to go back.
The one by UCLA. I don't know because I haven't been there, but there is a cemetery that you can see off of the 405 freeway.
No, that's the military cemetery.
Oh, isn't it? Then I don't
that's
know.
The, yeah, it's a military cemetery. But
I have no clue.
Yeah, it's got to be in there somewhere, but I don't know. I've never seen it. It's not obvious where
it's really weird. On vacations, I go to cemeteries in other cities, but I try to stay out of the ones in my city as much as possible, yeah.
Well, but the ones in Los Angeles, you could spend a week walking around Forest Lawn.
And there are two Forest Lawns. They're gigantic.
Yeah.
And that's where Michael Jackson's buried, right? The big Forest Lawn one?
That's the one on the side of
Glendale.
The five.
Oh, okay. Front. Yeah, he's there's Glendale in Hollywood. He's in Michael Jackson's at the one in Glendale.
Yeah.
Is that, like, just a celebrity one? Because I think, isn't Carrie Fisher buried there, too? And Debbie Reynolds, wasn't it?
It might be at the Hollywood one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not just celebrities. My grandparents are there and my aunt and uncle are there.
I remember going to the funeral where one of your
yeah, that was at the Hollywood. My grandparents are at the Hollywood one. And then my grandmother's sister and her husband, so my great aunt and uncle, are at the Glendale one.
Where is Ed?
I didn't go to the burial. Maybe my dad did. I don't remember. I don't know which one he's in.
Well,
my inclination is to say he would probably be in that Burbank Glendale one. Or I'm sorry, the Hollywood one.
Yeah.
Well, so, go back real fast. Was he friends with Marilyn Monroe? Does anyone know? Because it looks like she, in the first cover in 1953, she was the cover of that.
Yeah,
of the
she
first
was the
one.
Cover of the first Playboy. You're right, now that I'm going back
so
to
So I don't know if they became
the
friends from that, or if he became obsessed with her, or
well, I think
what
both.
Happened there.
I think Hoochie, probably
Coochie,
both, yeah.
Hoochie-coochie-coochie-coo. So it's a really interesting lifestyle. He led a fabulously interesting life. Got to know lots of rich and famous people and people who weren't so rich or famous. Maybe they had to be rich in order to get in there. I think it was very expensive to stay at the mansion if you were invited to stay. I think you had to be invited to stay, didn't you? And then,
I don't think it was like you could pay. I mean, I think you had to be invited for sure.
Yeah, all right. So what else is there to say about Hugh Hefner?
Well, his son issued a nice statement. His son Cooper Hefner has now taken over the Playboy Enterprises, and Kara and I were just talking about this the other day.
I thought the daughter was running it.
His daughter was doing something with print, or she was running something.
She does TV. Yeah, she does Playboy TV, I think, Christy, right?
Christy, right.
She runs the Playboy channel, yeah.
Something, and now I think either she's not doing it anymore or whatever, but Cooper is definitely the one who's taken over because they've made, like, official announcements about it not that long ago, which kind of made me think that Hef might have been slowing down a lot. But they said the son said he died of natural causes in his bed, where I'm sure he wanted to die anyway. but he said, my father lived an exceptional and impactful life as a media and cultural pioneer and a leading voice behind some of the most significant social and cultural movements of our time in advocating free speech, civil rights, and sexual freedom.
Yep, I agree. Hmm. I think he did, as a matter of fact.
He lived the life he wanted. I think we can all say that, right?
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me of something that I posted on Facebook the other day. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/DJV show. I'm not sure whether you saw it or not. Maybe I can find it and repost it, or you can. It's a couple of days old, having to do with free speech. It was a picture of the black football players on their knees, and then a picture of skinheads. And the question over both was, is this free speech? The fact that there are a lot of people who, and I wasn't trying to bring the same conclusion as I think the person who posted it wanted to bring. I just thought it was an interesting example and caused conversation. Usually the stuff that I post on my own, like a big boy, the Facebook page, is aimed at getting you to think about stuff or to converse about something. And I think it was just a pretty good example of how that debate, how that discussion moves forward in terms of the criticism that comes of those who have completely opposite points of view, and one group is criticized and the other isn't, depending on where your political head is. Now, there are some people, I think, that would criticize both and think that they're an expression of speech that goes too far. And there are others who think, no, it's only that one group, the skinheads, that goes too far, the other one doesn't. So just for purposes of discussion, I think what takes me back, we've focused only on the professional football players who have taken a knee. What would happen if your favorite college team, players on a college team, or even a high school team, did the same thing? I don't know that that's happened. I just was thinking about it in terms of the colleges and what would happen. Is there a freedom of speech there? Do football players have the right or the freedom to protest about things they don't like about our country if they're in college or in high school? Because you know as well as I do that sooner or later this thing's going to filter down and become an expression for all ages. And I wonder how that will be accepted. I haven't seen the examples again of it. Have any of you seen any examples of a football, a college football team?
I don't think the reaction would be any different. I think the reaction is going to be the same. I mean, I think most Americans, and there was a poll, and I'm not just making this up, I think most Americans think that you should stand for the national anthem and that there is going to be a backlash. But I think you're still going to see a lot of people on the other side persist that this is their right and their freedom of speech to take the knee. And by the way, those two things can be true at the same time. People can be ticked about it, and you can still have the right to take a knee during the national anthem. So, I mean, I think the debate, no matter where it happens, this debate is going to continue. I actually feel like it's going to start to filter out. I think last weekend it was not any about any protest about anything going on culturally with this country and more about showing unity against the comments that President Trump made on Friday. So, I mean, I'm hoping that it'll start to tamp down a little bit and filter back to what it was. But, you know, who knows?
Well, the NFL, I think that part of this, what's going to be part of the shakeout, Jennifer, is the NFL is going to see some serious economic consequences.
They already have,
Yes, yeah. I think that's part of
it. I mean, the NFL has three. I mean, they have problems. They have this going on. Then they have everybody. People are getting freaked out watching everybody get CTE during the game, right?
That's
so there's
true.
The health impact. People don't like that players are taking the knee. And then you also have the NFL protecting and being kind of hypocritical about protecting players that are spouse abusers or they have alleged sexual assault or rape charges, or they've killed dogs, or whatever it is. The NFL protects that, yet they won't let the Dallas Cowboys put a sticker on their helmet paying tribute to the fallen Dallas police officers last year. So there's a lot of inconsistencies with the way the NFL is running themselves that I think people are just sick of.
And that's their crowd.
Right.
That's their crowd, the people who are supportive of the police or the national anthem. Yeah, pretty much, and I don't mean this, I think in a general sense, that the people who are, I don't even want to use the word patriotic, but certainly focused on this, that's their crowd.
So but it's like also not their crowd.
Face.
But see, that's what's really interesting about NFL fans and just football fans in general. It's, of any sport, I think it's the most diverse audience because there are women who are super liberal who love the NFL. I watch football. There are super conservative women, super conservative men, super liberal men, transgender people. I mean, there are a lot of football fans out there from all walks of life. So you can say that, yeah, that the patriotic element of the audience is there. But there's also the totally supportive and right to free speech, but also give me some football fans, too. So I think that's why it's such a complicated issue, because the audience is just so diverse.
20 past the hour on the DJV show.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know what I thought this was when I first heard it? Getting jiggy on me.
Getting jiggy like with it.
Yeah.
Getting jiggy with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm close to it anyway. This is Justin Timberlake, who's had a really varied career in music so far. Someone I have a great regard for, respect for. I think he's an excellent entertainer. He's managed to get himself in a way that is genuine, it appears to me. He ingratiates himself to people. People like him. People want to watch him as an entertainer. People want to be around him as a friend, it would seem. He seems genuine and honest to me. That's my review of Justin Timberlake. Not all of his music has been something that appeals to me, but he didn't ask me, what's your favorite song, Doug? He's been the subject of lots of conversation over the years. Remember the Super Bowl halftime performance with Janet Jackson? It was 13 years ago. And then we were talking about Hugh Hefner. We can say Nipplegate on the air, right? Couldn't do that when he first started.
Yeah, so you just did.
Yeah. He's been the winner of a Grammy 10 times. So apparently he's been asked to take the stage for Super Bowl next year. February the 4th, we're already talking about that. Isn't that amazing? Well, it won't be long after that. It'll be spring, so...
I hope these guys stop kneeling, because I'd actually really be interested in a Justin Timberlake halftime show.
Yeah, instead of...
And I don't think that I'd watch it. If they keep the kneel up all the way till February, uh-huh, I might have a problem. I don't think I'd have to stick to my moral ground.
Supposedly, he's finalizing his deal. He might perform with Jay-Z, but as of the moment, it'd just be Justin. No,
I want
more
NSYNC to come back. Wouldn't that be the perfect opportunity for a reunion?
Yeah.
Might be a little too expected, though, you know, because he already did that once.
I want it. I want to see Joey Fatone out there.
Yeah. So, Rock Your Baby became...
Not the song.
Oh, Rock Your Body, excuse me.
Rock Your Baby?
No.
That sounds like a good tune.
That's a different song.
Huh? There is actually a song called Rock Your Baby. If you Google it, it goes back to...
I'm sure it has nothing to do with Justin Timberlake.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It'd be late 60s, I think, Rock Your Baby.
We'll just imagine it.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the imagination goes wild when you wonder, speaking of imagination, Kara, what the halftime show will be about. Will it break new ground, or will it be another Justin... Not that bad. Another Justin Timberlake... performance. I think, Jennifer, what you just said will predicate how this thing goes. I think they'll figure out a way, hopefully, to make it as family-friendly as possible, as long as the knee thing isn't still an issue. I think it will be hard. I think you're right.
I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. I totally disagree. People are going to watch Justin Timberlake, even if they only tune in for the halftime show.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens. Billy Joel and Paul McCartney in the musical Focus as well. For the first of two shows at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, McCartney called on Billy Joel for some help. He lives in Nassau County. He brought Joel out the other night in the midst of his eight sore. He was on the stage, did eight encores. And this song, Get Back, and Birthday, which McCartney dedicated to anybody who's got a birthday, and that's also anybody who's got a birthday any time of the year. That was what he said. They've crossed performance paths before during Billy Joel's concerts in New York Shea Stadium 2008. Before it was demolished, Paul McCartney participated in that. And so this was the end of his one-on-one tour, McCartney's tour. I think that would have been kind of a good show to see. McCartney and Billy Joel together on stage 28 past the hour here on the DJV stage.
Center yourself, not on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Life can get overwhelming at times, and when it does, it's important to step back and center yourself. Centering yourself is an important part of refueling yourself to give others your best. But whereas it's great to center yourself, it's also great to not be self-centered. There are a lot of people in the world. There's a lot of suffering and hurt. And although your suffering and hurt is equally as significant as everyone else's, it's helpful to remind yourself that no one else is coasting through life getting everything they want either. Just as it's important for you to center yourself because you can get overwhelmed, it's also important to remember that others are overwhelmed too. So center yourself by all means, but remember not to center solely on yourself. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex style.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On things that are of impact and import, if you will. The DJV Show, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The focus on Thursday, the 28th of September, last couple of days of September into October. Weather has been beautiful across the country. The last couple of days, there was a storm kind of blew out in the upper Midwest. The hurricane has blown off the coast of the East Coast. Did you get any rain out of that yesterday or last night, Kara, or... Victoria, New York, Washington, any rain?
You know, I think we got a tiny bit because I'm looking on the deck here and it looks a little bit wet, but that's not it. Yeah, that's it. Nothing major.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. We've had beautiful weather.
Yeah. So that I think the hurricane season is over, so that's good. Good news there on that front. I want to give you an example. This, as I prepare for the program every day, I try to find things that will bring us two sides to a story. When at least I'm focused on things that the ladies haven't brought to the table for discussion purposes. So I found these two stories, these two events, these two happenings, and it brings me to a point of dismay. These are two stories that make the question about police relationships with the public, it gives us cause to think. It just does. The Yonkers cop the other day who was shot in the face, Victoria, that ambush, went to the hospital for a couple of days. I guess got out yesterday afternoon. Kayla Mayer is the police officer's name. Been on the force for 2 years. Was over at the Jacoby Medical Center, and a lot of police came over to help her as she was getting out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Her mother was a retired police officer. When she got out, she was wearing a Yankee shirt and it's, you know, that kind of stuff. She was shot by an 18-year-old New Rochelle, which is, well, it's just interesting. New Rochelle, you don't hear many people coming out of New Rochelle in coming into the city to shoot things up. Kid's name is Frank Valencia. He was shot by the police, critical condition at the hospital. Officer Mayer is going to make a full recovery. And so there's that example. Once again, a police officer, for no reason whatsoever that anybody can figure out, is just approached by somebody and shot. That was it.
It's terrible.
Okay. So that's one example of this and why it is that people who support the police say, look, see? They're in danger. They're on their patrol or they're doing their job and they just get accosted. They're in danger all the time. And you can make that argument using circumstances like this. And there have been plenty of circumstances like that in the last few years, have there not? How many? I'm thinking about that police officer that was on the side of the road giving somebody a ticket. Some guy just came up and shot him.
Yeah.
Wasn't even involved in the incident.
Right. That happened last year here, too, in the city.
Another
sitting in a van.
I think it was a woman.
Someone just walked up and, crazy.
Shot him in the car. Right. All right. So here's another story that puts it in that is the reason that there's so much flux in this conversation and so much frustration, because those of us who want to support the good police and are criticized because we bring up things like this, well, you're always talking bad about the police. Well, in this circumstance, this is a bad cop doing something that was bad, or a group of police officers who seemed to have not been. Maybe the better way of me framing this is these officers, or the fellow in question, wasn't properly trained. He was scared, and he admits to having been scared. This was in Oklahoma City the other day, where a police officer shot and killed a deaf man. The man was deaf, and the neighbors who were screaming at the police, some reason, this fellow, there was a report of something going on, and the police showed up. The guy had a pipe attached to his waist. His name was Miguel Sanchez. Tasered first, and then shot outside his home. The police say they couldn't quite figure out what his hand movements were about, but they didn't know that he communicated with his hands because he apparently couldn't speak either. And they were frustrated at what was going on. I don't know where the call came from or what the suspicion was, but now there's all kinds of activity in Oklahoma City. This policeman is on leave, there was a car crash, apparently, that started all of this. And Sanchez had nothing to do with it. His father, who was the driver of the car, involved in a hit and run. The son wasn't in the car. He'd gone to see what was going on or came out of the house or something happened near his house. And he had a pipe with him. And the officer said it was a weapon. But his neighbor said he often had this pipe with him. Some thought it was a stick, some thought it was a pipe. But anyway, the point here, this neighborhood where he lives has a lot of stray dogs, and so he uses the pipe or stick to protect himself. So there were five or six shots. At the end of it, Sanchez is dead, and another controversy in Oklahoma City, which has had plenty of police-involved killings in recent years anyway. Remember last year, I think it was, where there was a white deputy sentenced to 4 years after he shot an unarmed black man who was on the ground being subdued. Remember that? That was another one of these.
There's so many I can't even keep up with these stories. You know, it's just crazy.
So that's
crazy.
Why I bring it up, because in this circumstance, there are, you know, there's that story about the woman who's a policeman in New York gets shot for no reason. And then there's this circumstance where this guy who was killed by the police got shot for no reason.
Well, that's because there is a narrative that has been taken from all of this, that it's not just bad cops that are one-off, that are going out and doing bad things and hunting people. But now the rumor is that the entire police force is, the police culture is hunting African-Americans or minorities in this country. And that's really dangerous, too, to just generalize that instead of saying these are bad cops, they're people who are acting in the moment in a bad way, or maybe they're intentionally acting. We don't know. I mean, there's obviously mixed motivations for each and every one of these events. But to say that, I think right now what people are trying to get out there is that it's the police force that's going up against African-Americans and minorities. And I think that's pretty dangerous, too, because then you create this war. And what do we have when that happens?
Well,
we don't have anything.
The war creates circumstances like the police officer being shot in the face.
Right.
But yet the other side of it is this guy was innocent and a bystander, and he gets killed.
Of course.
Because those police are not, that police officer, and you can almost hear the person saying, I was scared. The report that was in the local newspaper suggested that this police officer was afraid, was scared. And I guess some of the other police officers were saying, calm down, you know, hold back, let's figure this out, as people were screaming, he can't hear you, he's deaf.
I think to a degree we've just kind of lost our sense of humanity or our ability to take a step back and understand on both sides. I think it's just become so easy to pull the trigger and stop the issue before you think about it that, I don't know, I think everybody on both sides needs to just take a step back and try and realize what you're doing, and it's going to have negative consequences for a bunch of people, not just that instance.
And I think the more police, I mean, believe me, I acknowledge that there are probably, that there are some bad police officers who are doing things because they have bad, evil motivations. But I think more often than not, we see instances of police officers who are scared or freak out in the moment and they don't stick with their training and they make a decision because they feel threatened. And the more that they're, I mean, we see that this is going to be a circle, right? The more that they feel threatened that someone's going to come up and shoot them in the face, the more shootings that we're going to have like this where they're acting in a bad situation.
The police officer, the Yonkers deal, when you dig around in it, I'm looking a little bit more. This 18-year-old kid had been in trouble and was just in the courtroom, and the judge didn't do to this fellow who was involved in sort of an altercation that was serious, and the judge said, you be a good boy now and don't do that again. Mm. So the kid was out on the street with a gun.
Yeah.
So you can hold the system up in that circumstance to more scrutiny. And there's plenty of examples of that. Look at all the DUIs that happen from people who just keep getting back on the road after they have been convicted of driving under the influence. It happens time and time again. The people that are here illegally and are on this, you'll be okay. Don't do it again, please. Promise us you won't do it again. So there's all of that. By the way, speaking of illegal immigrants, a study out this week suggesting that the American taxpayer is in the hole to the tune of $135 billion a year because of the impact of illegal immigration, families, children. This is the highest number that has ever been associated with the problem. Free medical care, free education, huge law enforcement bills. The report came from the Federation of American Immigration Reform, and the overview, the pro-illegal immigration advocates, sort of the California approach to this, they say that the people in California say the aliens pay offsetting taxes. I don't know that you can come up with a number that equals $135 billion from the people who are here illegally. The state governments as well. I know what I'm faced with as a part of my tax bill in Framingham, because my town, because of the number of illegals that are here and the services that they're getting. And we know about it. We know it. Everybody knows it. So, but of the $135 billion, the feds are paying $45 billion, and the states are paying, and local municipalities are paying the rest. So those of us who are taxpayers, we don't like this. Or some people will probably say, oh, yeah, you know, it's okay. We should take care of these people. I'm happy to take care of people who want to do things the right way. You have heard me say dozens, hundreds of times over the years that I think our job, all of us, are here to help. And we ought to help those who can't help themselves. These people are not examples of that, for the most part. Some of them are, but not the majority by any stretch of the imagination. They're just taking advantage of a situation that exists because, again, of frayed leadership or frayed values and bad judgment. I don't know. What else? What am I missing here, ladies?
I think the system has gotten so big that it's, I mean, you would, ideally, I would be in favor of going right through the pack and saying, okay, so you're here, you want a clear path to citizenship, and then there are other people who are just mooching off the system. But how do you have the manpower or the time or the resources to be able to do that? I think that's part of the reason that immigration is such a complicated issue with so many layers. There is no black and white answer to it. Because if you drop the hammer and say, okay, this is how it's going to be, then there's going to be so many exceptions that pretty much everyone across the board would say, well, no, that person's actually here paying taxes and working and wants to be a citizen. So then you have to just kind of go through and separate people into a million different groups. And I think that's why it's just gotten so big and so out of control. And I think issuing mandatory cuts to things like Medicaid, that's not the answer. I mean, yes, that will cut off some of them, but that's not the answer because when you look at the other people who will be cut out, that's not fair either.
Needs to be better targeted. All right, yeah. Sports, give us 30 seconds. We'll bring you up to date with the sports news here.
Tonight, the must-see comedy phenomenon is back.
We should just be what we've always been.
A sad, middle-aged lady. And Grace.
16-time Emmy winner, Will and Grace.
Not all gays think alike. Oh, I forgot to ask, did you see Ryan Lochte get attacked on Dancing with the Stars?
The return of Will and Grace, part of a new night of comedies. Superstore and The Good Place, followed by Will and Grace and Great News. Tonight on NBC.
Victoria, there's a breakthrough in the discussion of CTE, according to researchers at BU here in Boston. What do they find?
They found a biomarker that may indicate the disease that's living in living patients, because as of right now, they can only diagnose CTE after someone has been autopsied. So now they're finding, they did this huge test at BU, and they found it's called the CCL11 protein, and they tested 50 non-athletes, 23 former footballers who had CTE, and then 18 non-athletes who had Alzheimer's. And so they wanted to compare how all those brain scans in living people worked. And it turns out that they found the marker in all of the CTE patients and none of the Alzheimer's patients, but they also found in the ex-players, they all have that protein in much higher concentrations than people who don't have any history of head injury. So they say that they might be able to diagnose this within the next few years in every living athlete.
The research came in conjunction with my friends who run that company in Denver called Seriscan. They were in on this. Yeah, it's pretty important.
It's really big stuff.
Medical.
Yep.
Sports and medicine. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to dig around in the world of technology. And our guru here is Victoria Keelan, although once in a while I stumble into some things that I want to quickly mention. We were discussing immigration reform or immigration costs, and I think it's interesting to note that Homeland Security is going to start collecting social media information on immigrants. And I wasn't clear, Victoria, whether it was immigrants of all stripes or just illegal immigrants.
It's pretty extensive. It goes to naturalized citizens, anyone who's actually had contact with foreigners. I mean, it's a pretty comprehensive
system. I've had contact with foreigners, so am I on that list?
You might be. It's green card holders, naturalized citizens, legal guardians of immigrants who have disabilities, and those involved in Department of Homeland Security or immigration-related investigations. So that's a lot of people. I mean, my dad is on the list. He's a naturalized citizen. So that's, you know, it's interesting.
If they come to me, I'll ask them to pick one of my fingers. You know what I mean? Okay. Next, Uber is going to leave Quebec. Because they apparently are either not popular or what are they running into there? The government doesn't like them.
The government is forcing Uber drivers to have the same amount of training and same training hours as taxi drivers. Mm-hmm. So Uber's pretty much saying,
see ya.
Correct. Yep.
See you later, alligator. All right, T-Mobile and Sprint in the news. We'll have that story in a moment.
You might not know everyone in your community, but if you did, you'd see that people in recovery from mental and substance use disorders are all around. Reach out for support and begin your recovery journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey,
Hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, so the big story probably is that T-Mobile and Sprint are going to join forces.
Yeah.
What does that mean to people who have T-Mobile accounts and Sprint accounts?
Well, I think it's not going to mean anything major, but it is, this merger apparently is going forward. They're expected to announce the deal sometime in October. It's interesting, though, the CEOs of Sprint and T-Mobile don't like each other, and they have been very vocal about that on social media. They constantly go after each other. So the T-Mobile CEO, John Legere, he is apparently going to be the one in charge because T-Mobile's parent company will take controlling ownership over Sprint in this deal. So
The German company, too. It's not an American company.
Deutsche Telekom, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're the ones that are going to be taking over. I don't know exactly what the split will be, if it's a 51-49 type of a deal or if it's more than that. But T-Mobile and Sprint are the third and fourth largest service providers. So some people think that they still may run into a lot of regulatory issues and that, you know, it might be considered a monopoly.
Oh, so they tried to do this before, and the Fed said nothing doing. But it was the other way around. Sprint was going to be in charge, not T-Mobile,
right,
with the last deal. Yeah.
And it's interesting because back then, Sprint was a lot bigger than T-Mobile. T-Mobile was this, you know, fledgling little, you know, other kind of almost like a boutique kind of carrier. And now T-Mobile is a lot bigger than Sprint. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I don't think it will ultimately affect users that much. I think if anything, prices may go down. That usually happens with a merger like that.
Yeah. All right, Delta Airlines is going to do something to woo more passengers. I'm sure that's their thinking behind putting free in-flight texting.
Starting October 1st, you'll get free mobile messaging with if you're in a Wi-Fi enabled plane, which I believe all of Delta's fleet now is. You can use iMessage, which is a Facebook or iPhone. You can use the WhatsApp, or you can use Facebook Messenger. So you won't be able to send photos or video. So your plane fee is going to have to wait to be posted to Instagram till later on. But you will be able to send texts while you are in the air. So they claim that they're the first actual U.S. airline to do this. However, there are others like JetBlue is already offering free in-flight Wi-Fi, which gives you texting capability. But Delta is making this a big PR push.
I guarantee American, which claims to be the biggest airline for business people, now that Delta is offering this, 5 seconds later, American will do it. And then United will be forced to do it, too. So once one starts it, all the rest of them do it. That's the way it works. So Delta started the move, so you can thank Delta. All right, lots of good information here. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the hour, this is today's DJV experience.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.